This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. They're getting ready their exhibit for the Farm Progress Show that'll be going on 2 weeks from now. I'll have today's stories coming up right after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. First today from This Week in Agribusiness. Yes, there are those dry pockets in the heart of America where the crops look terrible. And if you have those fields, there is no consolation, to be sure. But from opposite ends of the Corn Belt, I've been hearing from growers who say it's a mighty fine-looking crop. A Nebraska researcher told me this morning that even the dryland corn looks very good in his part of the world. A grain elevator operator in Indiana told me this morning that it's some of the best yields ever, that the crops are looking just outstanding in his part of the world. And one farmer in Northwest Ohio said, well, it looks just too good. Do you let your dogs kiss you? Do you let them lick you on the lips? I love our Jack Russell Terriers, Jack and Lucy, but I have to say I draw the line there. I know not everyone does. Jennifer McQuiston says she's not worried about her children getting kisses from the family dogs, and her opinion is very important. Jennifer McQuiston is the Deputy Director of the Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. She says she has two dogs. They play and lick her children every day. She says, I am not so concerned about Capnosa tophaga. Capnosa tophaga is that pathogen that has been linked to recent illnesses. The reports of death and serious injury to two Wisconsin residents tied to that bacteria in dogs' saliva. Dr. McQuiston says there is no reason to panic. She says if typically recognized early and the person has no underlying health problems, Capnosa tophaga will respond to penicillin or other common antibiotic treatment. That Coliseum at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois, has been closed for the past 2 years. Inspectors found deteriorating conditions that made it unsafe. It's going to cost $7.5 million to restore it. Well, the governor of Illinois and the first lady, Bruce and Diana Rauner, announced yesterday their contribution, $1 million to the Illinois State Fair, to help rebuild and rename that Coliseum. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.